Yeah, the mood of the country was kind of in surprise because, particularly when Colin Powell made his plea to the United Nations, we were trained to believe that he was an honest person. So a lot of people fell into the trap, but we became very aware that it was a hoax early on because we knew that we backed Saddam Hussein and his aggression. We knew that we had sold him chemical and biological weapons and helped instigate the war against Iran. So we were pretty dubious. And we had read a national security strategy that included an appendix. And one day in the St. Petersburg Times, Condoleezza Rice was quoted as saying she didn't read the appendix because she didn't have the time. And we found it strange that we had. And in that appendix, it said that it's almost certain that Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction. And we felt that even if Iraq did, that is not a pretext for war, because if it were, then every country in the world would have the justification for bombing us.
So in mid-March of 2003, the U.S. did bomb Iraq. What was the response of the peace community locally and across the country and across the world?
Yeah, it was uniformly outrage. And part of that was because it was George Bush doing it, and people didn't really believe him to begin with. But it was encouraging to see somewhere around 15 million people marching around the world. And domestically, there was across the board outrage. Unfortunately, that public outrage did not translate into the government's listening to us, and it created a gap between what the people believe and how governments act. And I think it gave people an understanding that we don't have anything close to a democracy because we didn't get to vote whether or not we go to war. And in a democracy, we would have had that opportunity.
Shortly after the actual invasion date of mid-March of 2003, in early May, the President Bush went on the on an aircraft carrier, and the banner behind him read "Mission Accomplished." And a lot of people, I think, at the time, maybe I should say some people at the time, thought that's great, the war's over. But now we know that years and years went by, and there were still people, Americans dying in Iraq, and Iraqis dying from the Americans being there. What was your response to the mission accomplished?
Yeah, we actually felt that that was going to help our cause because people could see that it was such an asinine statement. It was either shortly before or after. He also said, if there are forces in Iraq that think they can harm our troops, I say bring them on. For the commander in chief to encourage violence against U.S. soldiers is another one of his statements that we knew the people in the military would realize it was a farce. And the more people that realized that what was happening in Iraq was wrong, the sooner that the public sentiment would shift to the degree that they would be forced to backtrack. And that did happen. And they got to the level that things in Iraq did not go as they planned. And they had to then try to say, well, we're leaving with victory. But we all know that that wasn't the case. And it was because of statements like mission accomplished that allowed people to be awakened to see what a travesty it was.
Yet the following year, 2004, George W. Bush ran successfully for re-election. At least, a plurality of Americans decided that he was worthy of being re-elected, despite the Iraq War, or maybe because of, depending on the individual voter. What was the peace community's response to George W. Bush's re-election?
Sure. And as everyone knows, the peace community is more likely to include Democrats than Republicans. And when John Kerry was running, many of us in the peace community were not happy because we didn't see him as a peace candidate. And in July of 2004, on his website, John Kerry said he believed in preemptive war. And that stunned so many people because preemptive war, up until George Bush made it okay, has been the ultimate taboo. And now that John Kerry was saying that, we knew that many people in the peace community just could not support that position without being viewed as hypocrites. Unfortunately, George Bush won re-election, but the alternative, George Bush was the biggest disaster this country has ever seen. But the truth is that whatever president has been in place, they've overseen a foreign policy that is imperialistic.
The Iraq War, the combat mission of the Iraq War has officially come to an end, yet many American service members still remain in Iraq. Many diplomatic people and also many private contractors. Yet we don't hear that much about Iraq anymore. Where is the Iraq war today?
Right. The Iraq war is ongoing, regardless of what the Obama or Bush administration, through the Status of Forces Agreement, has tried to let us know. We do have soldiers on the ground there, and we have a lot of mercenaries. And one of our contentions from early on was that the United States just wanted to set up a foothold in Iraq. And we have that with the largest embassy in the world, which is basically a military outpost. And we're controlling things. We are inciting violence. And today, Iraq is possibly even worse off than it was under Saddam Hussein. And if you look at the number of people killed on a daily basis today compared to on average when Saddam Hussein was in power, it's worse today.
I think our listeners will remember the huge peace marches that you mentioned in February 15th, 2003, those in October of the year before, and the ones right after the hard invasion began. And yet today, I don't think that as many people have as much of a vision that there's a large peace movement out there. What is happening, or what has happened to the peace movement in the United States over the last 10 years?
Absolutely. A couple things. One, it's fatigue. It's quite difficult to protest on a regular basis because there's no short-term answer. You don't get a quick outcome. So you have to be very diligent, and that's very taxing. Protesting doesn't pay. And in the past 10 years, the economy's gotten so rough on people that they're forced to work even more hours and they're even more tired. And then to go out and get harassed by the police and to get yelled at by other citizens, it can be a real challenge to people. And certainly in the past 3 years, a number of people who were more Democratic-leaning, they have not participated as much. But what the peace movement is today is very principled and very strong. And it may not have the large numbers that it used to, but it is still having an impact because the message is very clear. Regardless of who's in power, we stand against war and we will constantly be out there.